Hello again, and welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my place on the web where I publish some photographs every day, where those photographs have been taken on that day. And today's photographs begin with a look at some of the gorge country, and a waterfall in particular. If you've come by this audio file on its ownsome, the accompanying website is las.new-england.net.au. And today is Saturday, October the 23rd. You can navigate to that date from the little calendar on the right-hand side of the front page of the website. So today, on my way to town to do some grocery shopping, I made a detour to the Baker's Creek Metz Gorge area, and it's about 5 kilometers, 3 miles from the house. And the first image is a general view of the entire Baker's Creek Falls. And the photograph is in vertical format, the top of the gorge country, the top of the escarpment at the top of the picture, and the waterfalls making its way down to the base of the gorge, some 500 meters lower, that's about 1600 feet. It's not a single drop falls, it's probably a handful of smaller, quite distinct falls, and we're probably looking at most of them in the photograph. The photograph's taken from a lookout on the other side of the gorge, and the gorge itself is Metz. That gorge, it was one of the main producers of gold in the 19th century, the late 19th century. Well, the second photograph is a detailed view of the first of the falls as seen in the first photograph. In the first photograph, where the water appears to be emerging from the rock face at the top center of the picture, that first fall is seen in the second photograph. It's very difficult to gauge the scale because of the distance. I'd probably be well over a kilometre, a mile perhaps, from the falls, looking right across or up the gorge slightly. So what you see is actually probably a greater fall than it at first appears. And it's some years ago now since I did rock climbing and abseiling in that gorge when I were young, but I certainly never climbed or abseiled or bushwalked when there was that much water in the gorge. I do remember one very hot Sunday doing a bush rescue exercise. I was in the search and rescue squad in Armidale at the time, and the sun just bounced around in all the rocks, and it was well over 40 degrees Celsius, well over 100 Fahrenheit in that gorge. Very enervating. The third photograph is a view looking down the gorge. You can't see the creek from where I was standing, but there is a rock bluff on the left-hand side of most of the bottom diagonal left of the picture, but the rest of the photograph is looking down into Metz Gorge. There are some white dots, and if you're sharp-eyed you'll see some orange dots traversing from the right-hand side gorge to the left-hand side. And that's just markers on a power line to stop aircraft or helicopters from flying into them if somebody were daredevil enough to fly into the gorge. That's the power line that feeds the still extant but not currently working golden antimony mine in Hillgrove, which is on the top of the other side of the gorge, completely out of view. And then the fourth photograph is just another go at photographing some chives. flowering on, in a pot on the veranda. I just like the random placing of the flower heads. The first one, the most predominant flower head is at the front of the image, and it's the largest and in focus. And the others move way out of focus the further we move back, but that's probably only about 30 centimeters, about a foot. The pot's not very big. Just shows that the depth of field is very narrow. But I just like the placement of the heads against the gum trees in the background, which are quite out of focus. Colour is quite pleasing, sort of a mauvey pink colour. And then into town to do my shopping, my grocery shopping. I just passed by some people preparing a cricket pitch for tomorrow's cricket game. There are many cricket pitches in Armidale. It's a summer pastime for those that enjoy it. And we have somebody rolling the pitch with a probably water-filled roller to give it some weight. Driven by electric motors, the woman on the right-hand side of the photograph is keeping the power lead well out of the way of the rollers. And the sixth photograph is a frilly-necked lizard that was on the road as I drove home. It just didn't budge. Its little eye was watching me. I stopped the vehicle. In fact, I had to drive to the side of the road to not run over it. And I got out of the vehicle to photograph it, and it stayed in place. And it was still there as I drove off. As I said, a frilly neck lizard. I hope the next vehicle was caring enough to drive around the side of the lizard. Well, there's my half dozen photographs for today, Saturday, October 23rd. I'm Gordon Smith. Look and See is my photo blog, and my email address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for stopping by the photo blog. Hope you find time to do the same in the next few days. Bye for now.